Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community. Ongoing programs including Artists in Residence Open Studios, Arts Education Classes, diverse Blackboard Gallery exhibitions, cultural events, festivals, poetry, comedy, and much more. Come visit Studio Channel Islands, located at 2222 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo, or call 805-383-1368. You may also visit StudioChannelIslands.org for more info about events or view collections or artists.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th Annual Brew Fest. You'll never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. Experience over 19 craft breweries, along with local restaurants and live music by the well-known Southern California band Injun. This exciting event takes place at the Conejo Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis behind the well-known Thousand Oaks Library, and the perfect location to enjoy your afternoon. Come join us for some amazing craft beer and meet local brewers that put their heart and soul into making the best beers in the county. We look forward to seeing you there. For more information, visit www.tobrewfest.com. That's www.tobrewfest.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our second hour. And, of course, our second hour is all about the brighter side of life. I've got Chad Atkins here from PawWorks. He is the founder.
I am. How are you?
I'm great. That was a serious show, but, you know, there's serious topics on the table, and life happens to all of us, and so...
You know, and you got to talk about it, because if you don't talk about it, it doesn't exist. And
yeah.
And then we all have to experience the... You know,
well, that's what this show is so amazing at, is if we share something that somebody else is already going through. My favorite line is, you know, when you get up to where you're going, to turn around and help the next one in line. And really, that's what life's about.
And everybody's journey is different.
Everybody,
how they process things. There's no wrong way to process things. You know?
So I want to start our show with something uplifting. By being yourself, you put something wonderful in the world that was not there before. And so I'm so glad that you've tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We've got lots of great things that we're going to be talking about and lots of events that we are a part of. And our first guest today is Karen. Is it Whiting, I hope. Are you there, Whiting?
Yes, I'm good. Here, and okay. It is Whiting.
Perfect. And her book is 52 Weekly Devotions for Busy Families. Then we have Eric Sternard and Lisa Rossi, and they're from Interfaith Children and Family Services, and they're going to be talking about their fourth annual Hope and Harvest benefit and also Paint It Purple. And that's another great thing that we're going to be talking about, domestic violence, and that's another huge thing in our community. And lastly, we're going to talk with Marvin Fisher about Herman Bennett Foundation and supporting the Make the Military Service Dogs, and of course their grand opening of their thrift shop that's happening right here in Camarillo. So we've got lots of stuff we're talking about. I do also want to mention this weekend is Wings of Camarillo Air Show, and of course that's happening. I'm excited. We're a part of that, and it's going to be a great couple days today and tomorrow. And if you haven't already got your tickets or won them here on the Kim Pagano Show, go to wingsovercamarillo.com. Also, we've got the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks are presenting the 6th annual Brewfest, and that's next week, and that is August 24th. So we've got that happening. Lots of fun stuff. Then we've got in September, we've got the Boots and Brews Country Music Festival, and that's happening. So there's lots of stuff. We want
and
you to
all
be a
the
part
kids
of...
are going back to school.
I know. Yay! I know. You know what's funny? I don't have any kids going back to school anymore right now. And yet at the same time, I feel like even though I don't have kids going back, I know all my friends and people mm-hmm. do, right? It's kind of like, I always think it's like the beginning of the year. And
it is.
It's kind of like you start to get everything back in order. You
Some
know?
Schools started this week, but other schools are starting next week.
When does yours start?
Wednesday, which is okay. an odd day.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Can
Why
we just start
they...
on Monday?
Yeah. Like, but, well, because we want everything organized, right?
Yes, so, please.
Yeah.
It helps
anyways.
Us.
Well, I do want to remind everyone, we've got some great giveaways, and I'd love Tom to share those with us.
We do have Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presenting the 6th annual Brewfest. You will never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brewfest. You will experience over 19 craft breweries along with local restaurants, live music by the well-known Southern California band that is Ignition. Thursday, August 24th is when it's happening, and we will have tickets for that. California Kettle Corn, high-quality kernels. We've given them away on the show numerous times. They're hand-popped and homemade. Family-owned since 2007. We do have the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. That's happening Sunday, September 3rd, 11 to 4, at the Camarillo Ranch House, located at 201 Camarillo Ranch Road, the very famous and popular Adolfo Camarillo Ranch House. Rolling Pin Donuts, a dozen donuts, the best donuts in Ventura County. We also have tickets for the Los Angeles Zoo, Lure Fish House, located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. Certificates for dinner there. And finally, Pete's Breakfast, serving the best breakfast dishes in town using only the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce that's available. And you can find them at 2055 East Main Street in Ventura.
Great. Thank you so much. And again, if you weren't on part of our last show, I definitely want to recommend everyone to be a part of Ventura County Out of the Darkness Walk. And of course, that's happening September 17th over at the Constitution Park. And again, it's for a great cause that you never want to have to go through. So hopefully you'll be a part of that. I'd love to start off with, let's just start off with one of my favorites, and that's Lure Fish House. And located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, Santa Barbara. They're all over. They're one of my favorite fish houses, and I've got a gift certificate that I would love to share with all of you. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places, and also share our show with everyone. We've got a newsletter that goes out every single week, and all of our guests, all of our events are in it. It's huge, and we've been growing and growing and growing. We'd love to share that with you. Also, if you miss any part of our show, go to our podcast, and our podcast is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Also, I do want to remind anybody that if you have an event or business or something that you would like the Kim Pagano Show to be involved in and share it with you, please use that number. We want to get out there and be a part of what you're doing. And again, call us at that same number, 419-0008. All right. Let's start with our first guest. And Karen Whiting, are you there? Whiting. Right? Karen Whiting.
Yes, I'm here, Whiting.
52 weekly devotions for busy families. And welcome and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself. Is this your first book or do you have several?
No, I have done 25 books.
Oh, my gosh. These people that just, I tell you, I don't know. Is it easy for you to do it?
Well, it's easier now than when I started 23 years
okay.
ago.
Okay, great. What are some of your other books?
Well, my other new books this summer are Girl Talk, Guy Talk for Teenagers and The Gift of Bread, Recipes for the Heart and the Table. But I've done another family devotional years ago, an inspirational craft book for girls, a daily true story about the home front for military families that is covers 1755 till 2012 during American wartime.
Wow.
So a lot of different things, but the heart of me is always about the family.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So what are we going to find in this book, and why did you write this book?
Well, as a mother of five, I know how much the devotions I did with my children impacted their lives and even their career choices and things. And I wanted to share that with other people. I know families are so busy, so I wanted to give them a tool that they could pick up and do a little bit or a lot depending on the week and not have to think we've got to do something every day and it's going to take a long time. I wanted minutes a day to impact your child's heart and their development and their faith.
Wow. And how old are your children?
Oh, they're grown. My youngest is 27 now. Two of my sons are rocket scientists and so they have grown and gone in many directions.
Okay, so how long ago did you write this book?
Well, this book I just wrote. It just came out in the spring. And I now have 12 grandchildren, so I do things with them too.
Wow, you busy lady. I've got three and one more on the way, and it's a girl. I've got three little boys and one more on the way, so I'm excited. Wow, so I'm looking in your book, and just to start, it says, How Start Simple. Schedule time to gather together, involve your children, mix in fun and hands-on experience, plan ahead and choose what you'll do before each week starts and let it become a legacy with capturing the memories and end each with one prayer. Did you do this with your kids or was this like an afterthought?
That's what I did with my children. Ours were very hands-on activity approach, which this has those hands-on activity options.
Mm-hmm.
We also, really spent time chatting about things and sometimes that went into our day and wasn't always part of the devotion itself because this sort of thing you can take on the go and whatever your week's theme is, you can just in the car have a conversation about one of the chats.
Wow, that's great. So now, did any of your kids not respond to this or did you, was that ever a problem?
There were always times where some children liked some of our choices better than others did. But they were all willing to, take part in that, which is good. My husband would gather us around. And one of the things we did is we didn't have dessert if we didn't do our devotion time or pray together because we said, if you don't want to have the sweetness of God's word or faith, then you don't need the sweetness of something else. that's a good motivator.
Wow. Okay. Now, what was your, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. What was your thought on electronic games? That's probably a big deal now, probably more so now than when my kids were really young. It was just the beginning. I actually helped put, computers into my kids' schools.
Right. Well, because my background was as a computer systems analyst, I'm actually a mathematician, we were probably one of the first families on our block, my children tell me we were, to have computers and some of the different games. So we did have those. We did limit the time, and we certainly made sure we had time that we were interacting with our children, outdoors doing something physical, and indoors sharing and making sure we had time to eat together, because I really believed we had to bond and we had to be a family,
right,
not just live under the same roof.
Chad, that's what we talked about even in our earlier show about eating together, right?
Absolutely. I think there's so many families nowadays that are just in 20 different directions, and they don't take the time to just stop and spend a little time together.
Right.
And it doesn't take a lot.
No.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just to interact, to know that you're there for your children and that you care. And yeah, it's a big deal. Is there any advice for being a grandparent? You've got 10. Wow.
12.
Oh, 12.
12, yeah.
You cut two off there.
I know. Sorry. Right. I'm glad you're here. See, that's why I have you here.
Yeah, as a grandparent, try to invest time in those lives, whether you live nearby and you can get together, like some of mine are nearby, or I have some that are much further away, so I just spent a week vacationing with one of those families, and also being online to Skype with them, because you do want to do something, and it's still a great time to work on developing their character through devotional time and have that time with them. A book like this or other devotional book is certainly a great time to share with those grandchildren and do something together, pull out the choices, and think of what works for you.
Okay. All right. You know, it's interesting. I think it's like I see all these parents that post, you know, if I knew it was so great to be a grandparent, I would have started with this.
Yes.
Right. But, you know, it's interesting. I just feel like you have such a huge impact in that time of your life. And what a great opportunity.
But you also have freedom as a grandparent, I think.
Yeah.
Where as a parent, you have to lay down the rules and you still have to have boundaries as a grandparent. But there's much more freedom.
Yeah.
And you it's have just unconditional love.
Right. You don't have to do the job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did it.
I did. Yeah. We already did it. And I feel like they're trophies. They're trophies of my children. Like, oh, we got them through this part. And now they're having their own beautiful kids. So I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that we're talking with Karen Whiting. We're talking about her book, many books. I'm going to have you back. You have to send me all your books. I love what you're talking about. 52 Weekly Devotions for Busy Families. Busy families, gosh, that's just like a topic right there. You know, some of us are just trying to pull ourselves together. It sounds like you and your husband were very, seated, you know, and you were stable in your life and in your family. What do you have and what kind of knowledge would you have for people that maybe are single or having turmoil in their lives and are just trying to keep their family together?
Well, we were a military family. We moved a lot. My husband was sometimes gone 6 days at a time on a ship. So I can't say that we were always stable.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But
okay.
We were intentional about our parenting.
I love that. Intentional. Okay.
Yes. And that's the biggest thing, is to be intentional. When we were not together because of deployment, then my husband had the same book we were using at home so he could keep up on the same page. You have so many tools these days where you can use the internet to let them know what you're doing, and they can input back with you if that parent is traveling for whatever purpose. And I would say, though, that you really should be intentional and look at your calendar, schedule time to be together.
I totally agree.
When I had four teens at once and one who was quite a bit younger, I would just look and say, okay, what time of day can we all be together to at least have dessert or break some bread together if we're not all eating together today?
That's a great
idea. And we would
idea.
Do that. That would be my first thing to figure out in the morning sometimes, was when will we all be together?
Wow, I love that. And what didn't work for you? I mean, you know, so many people talk about what worked. What didn't work for you?
Being too regimented. You know, we needed to be a little bit flexible on things so we could change the time, so we could do a different activity. And being responsive. For one child who said to me, I don't get this yeast stuff, you know, here in the Bible, in one place yeast is like the sin, in another place it's like heaven. What is it? So we just stopped other things and did some experiments with yeast and talk about fermentation and bread making and the difference. And, you know, he got it. He liked science. And so that kind of being responsive and letting them know, they can ask questions. They don't have to get everything. And being willing, if you don't know the answer, to say, I don't know. Let's start investigating together.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing.
Google's amazing for that now.
Yeah, now
my son asked me questions. I'm like, I don't know. Let's look at it up. I have no idea.
There you go. I love that. I love that. Well, you know what? This is a really fun book for families. And I'm going to share this with my kids and their kids. Now, I'd love to share how my listeners can find out more about you, Karen.
Well, they can certainly go to my website, www.karenwhiting, W-H-I-T-I-N-G, and Karen's with a K. From there, they can click on my Facebook or Twitter and interact with me if they want to, because I love to respond to readers when they make comments or want to ask me a question.
Okay, perfect. And please send me your other books, and I'd love to have you back. And also, please share our show with everyone. I think we have the same message, and I love that about what you're doing.
I will, and thank you. Yes, just let me know when it's going to be aired.
It's airing today, right now, on Saturday.
Today.
Yes,
okay.
There you
and then
go.
Do you stream?
Yes, you'll hear it on our podcast, and of course that's an hour later after the show, and you'll hear it there on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a really quick break, and I'm really excited. We've got Eric Sterned and Lisa Rossi in our studio from Interfaith Children and Family Service. We're going to talk a lot about some of the great things that this you guys do, like so many things, but we're going to talk about their fourth annual Hope and Harvest benefit. They're also their Paint It Purple event that's happening. And these guys just do a great job. I'm so excited to be a part of what they're doing. So again, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give something away. And let's give some tickets to the 9th annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on Sunday, September 3rd. We've got tickets for that, and I'd love to share those with you. And of course, that's over at the Camarillo Ranch House right next door to you guys, right? So anyways, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th, enjoy a day honoring veterans as the Camarillo Wings Association hosts the 37th annual Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, presented by California Aeronautical University. Come meet Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend, one of the surviving Tuskegee Airmen known as the Red Tail. Stop by the veterans tent to take photos and talk to all the heroes. There'll be flight demonstrations featuring military fighters,
bombers, and transports.
Aerobatic acts by racing legend Vicky Benzing.
Local pilots Judy Phelps and Sammy Mason.
Kids, check out the STEM Pavilion to learn more about drones. See the local high school robots in action or play with the many interactive displays. There's also a classic car display and parade. It's a full day of fun for the entire family.
It's open at 9 a.m. Parking is free
with shuttle service to the gate.
Kids 12 and under are free.
For online ticket specials and more information, go to wingsovercamarillo.com. So August 19th and 20th, don't miss the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show at the Camarillo Airport.
Roger that.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. You know what? I have another giveaway, and I would love to just share it with everyone. If everyone hasn't already, I know school's just starting to be back, but it's always fun to just take a little trip for some incentive. But I've got tickets to the Los Angeles Zoo, and it's actually not that far away, so I would love to share that with the family. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We have Eric Sternad here and Linda Rossi. And of course, Eric is from the Interface Children and Family Services, and Lisa Rossi is from the Ventura. Linda, from Ventura Credit Ventura Union. Thank you. I'm like, you just threw me off there.
Sorry,
thanks, Chad. Yeah. It's all good. But anyways,
you keep calling her Lisa.
I know. We're gonna tell her Linda. So, anyways, but you are a volunteer here, and I love that you're here to help out too.
I am. Yes. Thank you. It's been my pleasure to help Interface for the last couple years as a volunteer.
That's great. And of course, Eric, you guys are doing such a great job. There's so
Thank
many
you.
Things that you guys handle and growing, and I'm really excited to really share this with our listeners. So again, thank you so much for being here. I know
you
guys have been doing this for over 40 years, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do, what the foundation does, and how we can help as listeners.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Interface is working with over 35,000 community members every year with services on a wide range of areas for both kids and families who are experiencing mental health challenges or abuse at home, all kinds of really challenging types of topics. We intervene when crisis happens in families, but we also really like to also get ahead of the problem and intervene before there is a crisis. So doing what we call prevention work. And so that's some of the focus of our domestic violence work we've been doing recently, is really getting out into the community. So thank you for helping us to get this word out about how we can enlist the public support in really addressing what is a major issue in our community, domestic violence.
So how do we prevent it from happening? You know, we've had so many things, domestic violence in our communities that we really have, heard about. What can we do, or what can a family do if they start to see problems happening,
Yeah. Well, we received over 2,200 domestic violence-related calls from the community last year.
And is that on your 211 call?
Well, both 211, so folks can call the 211 information referral line. It's a 24-hour line. So if you're not sure where to call, call 211. That's the place to start. Or now people can text in 898-211, text in their zip code, and we can respond to that 24/7 as well.
Okay.
Or they can find it on the website, at the Interface website, or 211ventura.org. So that's always a resource. But then we also have a domestic violence hotline that folks can reach, again, through 211. And when they call, we can roll out a mobile crisis team that can go out and does work with folks.
Does that happen immediately? Does it have to be within hours? What's the thought on that?
Yeah, we really tailor the response to what the need is. So if someone needs a support group, we'll provide that. If they need help with a restraining order, we can do that. If they need a more immediate help, we will engage law enforcement with them and make sure that they get safety at their house.
And that's mostly for domestic violence?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Now, what about what other things do you guys handle?
Sure. Well, we're working with teens who are homeless or runaway.
Okay.
We're working with returning offenders who are coming out of jail and trying to integrate back into the community, into families.
Okay.
And we do a lot of mental health care for kids and families as well.
Okay. And when you say mental health, how does that work?
Well, it's counseling. So kids who may have been abused or are dealing with anxiety or depression, teenagers, kids, we'll work with them in counseling sessions, and we're treating over 1,000 kids and teens every year through our counseling programs.
So I hate to ask this question, but of course I'm sure my listeners always want to know, do you have to have insurance? How does
right.
that work? Because I'm sure that's how you need funds to
sure.
pay for all these kind of things. So
yeah. Well, again, the beauty of 211 is that we can help someone find resources if they don't have any funding to necessary for that. But 95% of everything that Interface does is free
okay.
to the public. So
wow.
mostly it'll be free, and it'll be covered either by a government contract or by the generous corporations like the Ventura County Credit Union and Linda and other volunteers who really help us to do the fundraising. Because as you're saying, that prevention work is really possible and it's really important. And we really want to promote a couple of activities that we're doing, especially around domestic violence prevention. There's something called a Paint It Purple campaign that
yes.
we're doing.
Let's
Linda,
talk about that.
Talk
I
about
got my
that?
Little paint, my purple paint for my pinky, right? Over at your last event, right? And
right. Sure. I'll take a stab at that one. You know, Eric is the subject matter expert on interface work and the data and statistics related to domestic violence. But as a volunteer over the last couple of years, I've learned a lot about that issue. First of all, every 9 seconds in the United States, a woman is either assaulted or beaten. And unfortunately, in California, Ventura County ranks in the top of the list in terms of reported incidents of domestic violence. So with all of that in mind, and combined with the fact that October is Domestic Violence Prevention and Awareness Month, Interface and volunteers throughout the community are spearheading this campaign called Paint It Purple. It's really just a campaign whose goal is about raising awareness of domestic violence and encouraging folks in our community to become domestic violence champions for change. As you referenced earlier, Kim, we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of several pretty high-profile domestic violence
situations.
Related homicides
that
so occurred
sad.
Here. So in order to get involved in the Paint It Purple campaign, it's very easy. There's a toolkit on Interface's website, mm-hmm. and that's at icfs.org. Everything a volunteer needs is right there, including purple nail polish and volunteers and staff if necessary. So that's really what we're encouraging folks to do. Just get involved, volunteer to do a Paint It Purple campaign.
There you go. I love that. I'm going to have to bring it to my hair salon and get all my clients to be a part of this. You know, it's interesting. We were just talking, I think, on our first hour of, women having a voice, and a lot of times that's really scary. And
yeah.
and so and they are afraid to make any calls, and they don't want to tell anybody because of their world's going to change
sure.
and their children's worlds are going to change. And that scares me that people
yeah.
don't have a voice because,
yeah.
You know, how do we help these people when we don't know that they're in pain?
Yeah. And I think that's exactly part of the initiative, the Paint It Purple campaign. You know, we're just asking folks to paint a fingernail purple. I did it. There I was at a machine shop when I was working with my son on his engine, and the guys in the machine shop said, "What happened to your finger?" And there we are. We're having a conversation about domestic violence.
I love
violence.
It.
That's
I love
how,
it.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
And so if we can have this conversation publicly with our friends, then there is someone who is a victim there that's overhearing that, and that's what's going to give them the courage to be able to say, "Hey, this is getting talked about. Maybe there's help for me too."
I love
and there
it.
There is help for people. And again, so that's why we really encourage if you know of somebody, if you see something, say something.
Say
right?
something.
Let us know. encourage them to call us and we'll get help there.
Again, you know, wow, these shows, the last two shows today have been super, super powerful. I do want to give out my number here again, 805-419-0008. I know that my listeners have called me with everything under, you know, the sun, suicide, you know, alcohol, drug addiction, all that stuff. If there's something going on domestically that you want to share with me, please, I will help you find the resources for you. And again, this is so important, and it stays here, but it at the same time, you're getting help. So I really, really, that's why I bring these topics, because not a lot of people want to talk about them, and yet life happens to all of us, and we can stick together as a universal support group. That's my gift that I want to give to my listeners that are tuning in here.
Well, there's another way that folks can also get involved, which is really around the prevention work, which you mentioned earlier. We're in front of about 10,000 kids, teens, parents, teachers every year, but we really need to to 150,000, really. And what we're doing is we're teaching kids how to protect themselves from sexual abuse, and we're teaching teens how to prevent domestic violence, interpersonal violence. And it may be a surprise, but ninth graders already have an 8% experience of abuse in their own relationships with boyfriends and girlfriends at ninth grade. And then when they leave high school, that's quadrupled. So that's really the period of time where we need to get to these kids. And we hear the stories. They come back after they go through the education class. It only costs us $20 to provide this for them, by the way.
Okay.
And a domestic violence incident costs society $25,000
Wow.
every incident.
Wow.
And so it's
so,
it's
Eric,
really
what can we do?
Well, we're encouraging the public also to adopt a school. Adopting a classroom, $500, we can bring that really life-altering education to that classroom. Or if that's too much, then $20 is all it takes for us to get in front of one teenager or a child with that kind of prevention message.
I love that. Eric and Linda, thank you so much for being a part of our show and sharing this. I know that I want to have you guys back, because I really want to be a part of all these changes in our world for the better. That's what it's all about. Again, I always believe many hands make little work, and if we can all do it together, that's what it's about. So yeah. I thank you. Can you give out a resource number one more time?
Sure. Folks can call 211 or text at 898-211. And you can reach us online at our website at icfs.org. You can find information there about the Paint It Purple campaign, Adopt a School, and also about the Hope and Harvest event, which is coming up.
Yeah, that's another great one.
On the 16th of September at Sherwood Country Club. Tickets are available. It's going to be an incredible event, and that's really how we fuel this wonderful work. Thanks for helping us to get the word out.
You got it. I love that. We'll definitely have you back on. We're going to keep getting these positive messages out there. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Marvin Fisher, and we're going to be talking about Herman Bennett Foundation. Stay with us. I'd love to give something away. Of course, I want to make sure everybody's going to get out to the Wings of Camarillo Air Show this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. A great family fun weekend. And I'd love to give some tickets away to the Rubicon Theater. And of course, they have Incognito happening. And so we've got tickets. That's going to happen September 13th through the 1st. And also, I've got tickets to the Camarillo Skyway Playhouse. And that's the last 5 years. We've got tickets for that. Call in 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her?
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show, finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Marvin Fisher is joining us right now. And again, we're talking about Herman Bennett Foundation. And, you know, God, some amazing topics today.
Ooh, it's been a busy day.
I know. I love when we're doing good work for, you know, our community. And that's what this is all about. I do want to give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I want to just mention one other thing, that we've got Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, and if you want to be a part of it, or you want to get a team together, or you want to be a part of my team, I would love to share that with you, and that is happening in Thousand Oaks, October 7th, and then in Ventura, October 14th, and of course, let's make sure no one walks alone. Marvin, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what you're doing here. You've got your grand opening happening, right? And of course, that's August today, right?
August 26th.
August 26th. Okay.
Saturday.
Okay, yeah. I'm like all confused. we got so many events going on. So yeah, okay, good. So next weekend. And that's in Camarillo right off of Mobile, right?
Correct. Right off of Mobile and Pickwick.
Okay, perfect. And so tell us what we have happening and what you guys do, because you guys do a great job.
Well, the Herman Bennett Foundation, we give money to Mercy Crusade,
okay,
which is in Oxnard,
okay,
and Valley Veterinary Hospital in Simi Valley. And if somebody goes to our website, and if they're low income, if they qualify, we will send them to either veterinary hospital to get their dog or cat spayed or neutered.
Okay. How long have you been with them?
About 4 years now.
Okay, great. And then I know that you've also got the military service dog, right?
So that's a new program that we just launched the beginning of the year. So when dogs get out of the military, they put them up for adoption. And whoever adopts the dog, whatever medical needs that they have, that's their responsibility after they adopt a dog.
Wow. Okay, so you help them out with that.
Yes, we had a dog in February that had cancer. So this dog was actually in Afghanistan, and the dog got cancer, and so a family adopted the dog. And then we had a fundraiser at Poinsettia in Ventura,
right,
to raise money for chemo.
Wow, I love what you guys are doing. You know, did you ever see that movie, Megan Levy?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was like, why I couldn't tell enough people to watch that. It was that touching? Yeah, and so that just makes it real with what you guys are doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes.
So, okay, so you have your new thrift shop. Talk to us about that.
So we opened the thrift store. It's going to be 2 years this November, the 11th, will
okay.
be 2 years.
Okay.
And then the beginning of this year, we open another donation/furniture store in the same strip mall. And so that's what this grand opening is going to be.
Okay.
And this dog, Make, we're having a fundraiser and grand opening all in the same day.
Okay.
Every 3 months, we switch out our military dog.
Okay.
So every 3 months. So this is our second military dog that we've helped out. So we're going to try to raise funds before our next military dog comes up, and we're going to do a grand opening.
How many military dogs do you usually get?
Well, this is our second one, and
okay.
this is a new program.
Okay.
So this is our second. But every 3 months, we have a new one that
okay.
we help out. And most of the proceeds will come from the thrift store, the money that we make through the thrift store, and then fundraising also.
Okay. So for people, you know, I know I donated a ton of stuff to Paw Works, and then you guys are full, right?
Yep.
I mean, there's not a really a lot of places to donate stuff. So I'm excited to hear of another place, because what do you do with, you know what I mean? You want to help out, you want to share. So you take furniture, right?
We
and
take
clothes.
Just about everything.
Okay.
We
Same
do
with
free
you guys.
Pickups also.
You do what?
Free pickup. So
okay.
If you can't get it to us, we can come out
okay.
and pick the stuff up for you.
Okay, good. And so what are all of those, where does it all go?
Most of it goes to
Valley
Vet, Mercy Crusade for their vouchers. We have a feral cat program.
Talk to us about that.
So the feral cat program, the trappers are all volunteers. So we help them with all their supplies. To go out and trap the cats,
mm-hmm.
and then once they bring the cats back, they'll take them to Valley Vet, which is in Simi Valley, and then that's where the vouchers come in to get the cats spayed or neutered also.
Great. So many good things you guys are all doing, I tell you.
Yes.
You know, that's really good. And so now I know that you also have the Ventura Police Canine.
So that
Talk
was something that was pretty
that.
Exciting that we did. It was June 10th. It was in Ventura Harbor. And we had 20 vendors, and it was really exciting. The Ventura Police Department, they put on a whole show on how the dogs actually attack. So the dog that they had that we were doing the fundraiser for, name was Rover. Land Rover of Ventura bought the dog in Germany, had the dog shipped over here, and then donated it to the Ventura Police Department, I believe it was 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the dog started having like spinal issues and just different issues but the dog is still very active. And so we helped raise money for the vet bills for the German Shepherd Rover.
So, wow. Okay. So how can my listeners help you do what you're doing?
Well, like I said,
what are you needing?
The thrift store, we generate money, but we have to pay, you know, our bills, obviously, our internet, our electric bills, our trash bills. So if you go to our website, you can, there's many different buttons you can push to help, like, say, for instance, the military dog. So the event that we're having August 26th, if you would go to our website on www.savealifethriftstore.com, it would have all the information on how to help on, you know, whatever fundraiser we're doing, because we have so many different fundraisers and so many different things that we're doing for different animals, different dogs, different cats, or whatever the situation might be.
Right. Wow. And so, okay. So, you know what? Let's take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Yes.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm not sure if I gave any away on this show, but Pete's Breakfast House, I'd love to give away a gift certificate for that. And if you haven't already been there, oh my gosh, it's like home cooked meal. So I'd love to share that with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Does Pizza Man Dan deliver beer and wine to your house?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
And wine?
Yes.
To your house?
Yes.
PizzaManDans.com?
Yes.
Tequila?
No, no tequila.
Cerveza!
PizzaManDans.com.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind everybody that we are here from every Saturday from 6 to 8, and we talk about the brighter side of life. If you have an event or a business that you would love to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, we just share your story, really. People want to do business with people they like and admire and hear their story, and that's really what this show is all about. And I really believe when you get to where you're going, turn around and help the next person in line. And that's what my show's all about. So again, I'm really excited. I've got Chad Atkins here from Paw Works, and of course he is the founder, and then I've got Marvin Fisher here, and of course he is the marketing.
It's a doggy world.
It's
right
a doggy
now.
World. It's a doggy dog world a right now from Herman Bennett Foundation. And I love that because you guys are all doing something to make it better. That's
Absolutely.
What it's all
We're
about.
We're all in it together.
We're all in it together. Yeah. And how do we help each other get to where, you know, I mean, that's what it's all about. Now, you do a lot of the...
Yeah, we do the free spay and neuter services as well. Usually we go into Oxnard, DCH Lexus of Oxnard sponsors and hosts the event for us. And we usually do 30 to 40 animals at a time for people who can't afford it. We do it for free. They come get their shots, microchips, and spay and neuter. And
do they have to show you something, or how does how
we
does
have
that
started?
Work?
We have started to do that because, you know, unfortunately in this world, right. Some people take advantage of that. So yeah, I mean, there is a cutoff. And
when's the next one?
We're probably shooting for September. We haven't had a firm date yet.
Okay. Okay. And you do the same thing, right?
Yes, we do the exact same thing.
Okay. And when's the next one for you?
Well, actually, we do it all the time.
Oh, okay.
So if someone would go to our website and they would show us proof that they're low income, we would send them to either OR Hospital, Valley Vet, or Mercy Crusade. So it's all the time that
okay.
we do it.
So what great resources. I mean, I'm so excited to share.
Oh, there's
them
always
here.
Resources. Yeah. You know, when people give you the excuse that they can't do it, it's an excuse.
Oh,
there's
okay.
there's always the services out there. I mean, we offer it, Hermit Bennett Foundation. There's other organizations in this area.
Yeah.
So money should never be an issue because it's not for us. We take care of it, and so do they.
Right. Okay. And so when they go to your website, and what do they have to show for that?
Basically a W-2 year to date saying that, you know, they're under $30,000 a year. And then depending on what area they live in, we would either send them out to Simi Valley or to Mercy Crusade in Oxnard.
Okay. And then is it free?
Oh, totally free.
Totally free. Totally okay. Free. So if somebody has, you know, a cat, a dog, and you just want them to be vaccinated, correct? Is that the goal?
Or spayed or neutered.
And spayed or neutered.
Or spayed or neutered. Actually, Mercy Crusade, we were there at their location a few weeks back, and they were doing all the shots for free.
Really?
Yeah, they were doing
wow.
all the shots.
It's amazing.
For free.
I mean, it really is amazing all the help that everybody can get just to be able to have an animal and to have need and have help, you know? So let's talk really quick. We've got a couple minutes left. What are we going to find at your grand opening?
Oh, it's going to be very, very exciting. First, I would like to say I would like to thank Charlotte Brown, who's the president of the Herman Bennett Foundation. Without her, I wouldn't have had this opportunity to even open the thrift store.
I love
because
that.
Before, they didn't even have a thrift store, and then I came along and got the thrift store going. Kimberly Kincaid, who's the secretary, and then Paul Meyer is the treasurer. But the event is going to be very fun. I've got, of course, the dog, who we're going to be doing the fundraiser for, the Camarillo Police Department. They're going to come donate 3 hours of their time. Kid Print, Shave It Ice. We're going to have some nice music. Free tacos. The first 50 people, free tacos. The Ice Bar of Camarillo. It's going to be a fun time. Bring your dogs. Bring your kids. We're going to be doing pet paint. It's going to be pretty fun.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I am excited to share this with our listeners. Let's give out the address again, 601 Mobile Avenue, Suite E and L in Camarillo. And the phone number is if you, I guess it's called Save a Life Thrift Stores,
correct.com
is their website. And of course, your phone number is 1-888-8-7606. 1-800-273-0805.
Correct.
And really good stuff here. And what a fun day. Get your kids fingerprinted. So school time now. And
yes.
We just, I saw that movie, Kidnapped. Not a fun movie to see. I don't know what I was thinking when I went to see that. But you know what? She is like the power mom, Halle Berry, of the way she did. My husband's like, that, God forbid, would be you, you know? Oh, my God. But anyways, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody's protected. And you guys are doing a great job. So
thank you so much.
We are at the end of our show. And, wow, some powerful things here that we shared. Chad, always fun when you're here.
I'll see you in a month.
Yeah. And Marvin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I hope that you'll keep in touch. Tom, always great. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. When you've had a bad day, try and treat the world better than it treated you. With that, I hope I see everybody out at the air show, Wings of Camarillo. That's this weekend. Fun stuff. Get out of the house, do something. And you know what? Just make sure you tell somebody how much you care about them. That's what it's all about. We're all here on borrowed time. And I thank you so much for listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you next week.